In New York City, a once disgraced politician is trying to have a comeback.
I'm asking forgiveness from them for my indiscretions, my violations of trust. I erred. I have acknowledged that. I've said it repeatedly and not shied from it.
Did you think you were going to hear former Congressman Anthony Weiner there? No. Last night, former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer announced his candidacy for New York City Comptroller. Spitzer, you will remember, resigned as the governor in 2008 in the midst of a prostitution scandal. And as I just mentioned, he's not the only local candidate with a scandalous past. Former Congressman Anthony Weiner, the Democrat, is running for mayor of New York. And if Spitzer collects enough signatures this week, both of them will be on the 2013 ballot. Governor Spitzer discussed his candidacy on our co-producer WNYC's Brian Lehrer show earlier today. Listen.
Nothing to me has been as rewarding as public service, and I hope the public appreciates that I worked my heart and soul out for them as prosecutor, as attorney general. I think we were significantly ahead of the curve on tough issues.
Brian Lehrer joins us now in studio. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Todd.
I've been your guest so many times. It's nice to turn the tables.
I feel so uncomfortable in the guest chair. I don't know what to do.
Well, what you can do is help us understand how first Anthony Weiner and now Eliot Spitzer, two disgraced public figures, maybe in another jurisdiction in America, would never have a chance at a comeback, are both looking for comebacks in New York City. What's going on here?
I don't think it's anything unique about New York. This could happen anywhere, but it's a coincidence. And you know who really must hate this? Is Anthony Weiner.
Oh, about, yeah.
For those of you who are not in New York, Weiner is leading or tied for first in the polls for mayor, and the media had finally calmed down about his scandal and begun to focus much more on his policies. But I think from now until the election, it'll be, you know, the sex scandal duo. Will one or both get elected? So I think this makes things much worse for Weiner.
For Anthony Weiner. And what about for Eliot Spitzer himself? He won't be the first, if he makes a comeback, he won't be the first politician to do so. But unlike Anthony Weiner, who is a rank and file congressman and running for an executive position, Eliot Spitzer does have a pretty popular track record insofar as he did his job as Attorney General of New York, as governor, the sheriff of Wall Street, and all those things.
Yes, he's got this heft in his background. He's been the governor, as you say, he's been the Attorney General. Sheriff of Wall Street made him very unpopular on Wall Street, very popular with progressives in New York State. But he was not that popular as governor. In fact, I would say that one of the reasons that he had to resign after being caught using prostitutes was that he didn't have any allies, even among the leading Democrats in the New York State legislature, to protect him and say, oh, this is just personal behavior. Forget about it. His governor was already failing politically because he had made so many enemies with his bulldozer style. So he's got a lot of reparation to do.
And as he tries to make a comeback, Eliot Spitzer is reaching for a much lower stepping stone than governor here. What is the comptroller job in New York? Is it something that has any leverage at all?
Well, it does have some leverage. Somewhat politically, because he can do audits of any New York City function. If he wants to make a political point, for example, he used the example with me of New York City high school dropout rates. And so he could audit whether he thinks the education dollars the city is spending are being spent well and become a commentator on education policy in that respect. But you know who else is probably as afraid of this as Anthony Weiner is? Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase,
yeah.
Who Spitzer mentioned by name in our interview, because what does a controller control? He controls the gigantic New York City pension funds. And Spitzer says he would be an activist shareholder and throw his weight around on questions like whether Dimon should be both CEO and chairman of the board.
So a position potentially with some leverage over pensions, over school policy. It really could be what Anthony Weiner, listen to me. It really could be what Eliot Spitzer makes it. And my little gaffe there is part of the point, Brian Lehrer, before we go. If anything, these two guys in the same ballot is going to be a field day for the New York Post headline writers. These two guys separately were great for jokey headlines together, greater than the sum of the parts, I think.
They're already at it, but they may be under the heads of the voters who are ultimately going to have to decide on who's going to make good office holders.
Eliot Spitzer, former governor, trying to make a comeback to be comptroller of New York City. Brian Lehrer is host of The Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Thanks, Brian.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.